O Lord God, we ask you strengthen our faith so that studying your words in the best time for us. Keep temptation away so that we can learn your words in peace. We are very limited, but we believe you will help us. By the Holy Spirit, we are enabled not only to understand, but also to be able to practice your words. Amen. It is my pleasure to be with you again, my faithful brothers and sisters in Christ in Living Water Congregation. So we worship God this morning. God is good. Our faith will be strengthened in Him. Every time I read this passage, Genesis chapter 45 and Matthew chapter 15, special 20, verse 21 to 28, my heart is touching. And I feel challenged. I wonder what I would do if I had an experience like Joseph, or like the Canaanite woman being rejected. It's a bitter feeling. And of course, no one wants to be in that position, especially if it's someone we are expecting help from. Joseph was not only rejected by his brothers or his siblings, but also sold into slavery. Brothers who should have been a place of refuge betrayed him, jealousy, and don't like him at all. But God was with Joseph and bestowed his faithful love so much so that he became someone who was always faithful in his work. And if we're reading from Genesis chapter 39, so on, we can see how Joseph, very faithful to God. Joseph was firm in his faith in God as a response to God's faithfulness, love, that spared him from Pharaoh's trials on his life. His strong faith freed him from the experience and pain of being rejected and even sold by his brothers. In other words, we can say all the bitterness sweep away because of his liberating faith. He was distressed and pleaded for his life when his brothers sold him to the Egypt people. And you can see in the reading from Genesis chapter 39 how his brother treated him not good at all. But you can see when they're coming, because what happened around the life at the moment, and they're coming to looking for food, and Joseph, when first time saw his brother, touched his heart deeply. They don't recognize him at all, but he recognized them and touch his heart, and he have to walk away and cry because he recognized them, but they don't recognize him. And he said like this, "I am Joseph. Is my brother still alive?" First thing he recognized and he asked, my father still alive? But his brothers could not answer him. So dismayed were they at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come closer to me." He said, "I am your brother, Joseph, who you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourself because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve your life. How amazing. Very bitter when first time for Joseph, why they sold him. But because of God's faithfulness, love to him, and he said to them, come close. Of cursed nation, but her encouragement of love and firm faith emboldened her to call out, Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. The Jewish did not believe that Jesus was the Messiah. The title Son of David is the Messiah title. The woman this title saw the immense faith of women from a nation does not know about God at all. In other way, the title Son of David shows the woman understand of Jesus as the Messiah's called, showing the situation that woman from nation does not know the God of Israel has immense faith, other than the Jewish who do not believe Jesus is the Messiah. But Jesus did not answer her at all for first time. The disciple asked Jesus to send the woman away. Send her away. You can imagine, maybe the voice more stronger than me. Send her away. Jesus answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. In response to the impatient disciples, Jesus continued, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. The woman was familiar enough with the Jewish custom to refer to the Gentile as a dog and to refer to themselves as a children of God. They will say, we are children of God, you nothing at all. A question arises, did Jesus have no heart to hurt this woman when he said, no, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs? Question for us today, does Jesus have the heart to hurt this woman? The answer will say no. If we took close to the passage, the Greek word used is kunarios. That was closer meaning to a small dog, keep at home or belongs to the family, like what happened next to you. The small dog, very close to our heart, to like a friend, like a belongs to our family. Not a wild dog that breaks into the houses to find the food. The wild dog outside, but the very good dog, small dog, familiar with the family or close as a family. Therefore, Jesus did not insult this woman. As a non-believer, she truly believed in the omnipotent and great love of Jesus. Thus, she from a heathen nation truly believed in the omnipotence and great of love of Jesus. The answer is yes. It is evident when she continues to ask for help while kneeling and replying that even dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the table. The woman fully accepts God's plans for her and trusts in her faith. This faith is commanded by Christ. Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. If we're talking in our life today, sometimes We will walk away if something happens in our life. I can witness, we can witness today in our church community. Sometimes if people something doing wrong and we tell them, easily for them to walk away. If you walk away, you will find you can't get the answer at all. Because we'll speak to you in many times. But if you have faith, sometimes they're teaching you to be good. Sometimes teaching you in God's way to accept. Oh, maybe when people reject us, something meanings behind that. We can witness. And earlier I talked to Glenda. In many ways in our church community, sometimes we lost people because they don't want people to tell you you're doing something wrong. Rather than we accept and think about in God's way, because God's faithful love always in our heart as a Christian. We have to trust God in this way. Like Joseph, if no God in on his heart, maybe he said, I will punish you, my brothers, because you already doing something very painful and stuck in my heart. But he asked God to purify his heart. That's why when he saw his brothers, Christ right away, because that belongs to him. The blood can't cut off the bitterness from his heart. As a Christian, sometimes we feel that way. But we have to trust because God, Jesus died and risen again because of us. We have to put that in our heart. If not, very easy for us to walk away and we don't get the answer. Everywhere you go, you will feel disappointed because this life today can't give you the answer. Only God. But only to people who have faith in God. Very easy for us to walk away, but you not get the answer. Sometimes if I think about this, that's why when I said earlier, touch my heart. Do I can have like Joseph of this or this woman at all in this life to die? After COVID, you can see very easy for people to walk away. But we can't get along with this life today. We're suffering, lots of people suffering. Financial situation, lost job, we don't have job at all. One of my friends, she said like this, I put my application 188, but being rejected. But I have faith in Christ. Finally, I get the job. And we face that in this life today, being rejected. But don't lose faith. This is what we're reading today and what Jesus teaches us today. Jesus wants to show his disciples that true faith must be tested and stand the test. And this woman proved that her faith had freed her from feeling rejected and saved her children, her child, her daughter from suffering. The woman's great faith revealed Jesus' power and love, a power and love that can penetrate space and time, tribes and nations. This Canaanite woman is an example of faith that cannot be weakened. Even though she waited a long time and encountered many obstacles, she continues to try to get help for her daughter and is willing to do anything. This woman's faith is extraordinary, recorded in Jesus' ministry in the Gospels, to be an example to all mankind that great faith in Christ will bring healing and salvation. The question for all of us today, brothers and sisters in Christ, we are currently experiencing the same things as Joseph and the Canaanite woman. in many of the problems we experience in life. We feel like there is no way out. We take shortcuts that lead us to more problems. Never give up asking God. A firm faith grows hope and guided us to the way out of all troubles in our life today. Only God the answer. Only Jesus the answer. Our faith will make us try strong to face all the problems here in this life. Only faith to God can help us to sit down as a brothers and sisters in Christ, unity in Christ, to worship together, to thanks God. We can face through 1 week together from Monday to Sunday because Jesus, because God always be with us in this life. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for not abandoning us. We are grateful because we are given what we do not deserve. May we continue to grow in you to feel your greatness and feel your grace bestowed upon us. Give us a truly humble heart that continue to please you. Give us faith so we can continue to come close to you. Through your name we pray, O Lord of God. Amen.